Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Instagram and Snapchat?
The cool way to connect is now email.
We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And the telephone.
Landlines are the coolest.
877-931-4TNT.
877-931-4868.
Hate it when they put letters in it.
Now, more of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Speaking over Instagram, my son has an Instagram page, but he's over that. And they're on Snapchat now, so I don't know.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
Snapchat, the one that...
Snapchat's what he looks at all the time now. His Instagram page, he had like 600 followers, and he doesn't even post on there anymore. So I guess it's not cool again.
What's the one where you take a picture and it disappears?
Well, they used to say disappear.
Sure, why?
But it still disappear, puss? What? This is Vox Pro on here. What is this? Somebody messed up the freaking...
I think it means you can swear as much as you want.
Yeah, he could have right there.
That's what it means.
I don't know what your button is. I'm sorry, man.
If you're in
Show me your button, puss.
If you're in that mode.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. So what is the answer there?
Snapchat.
Okay,
Snapchat.
Yeah, Snapchat. All right. But check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, and email. There's an email address. You heard that.
Right.
Old-fashioned way. There's a phone out there. Call that. Niner in there. Yep.
Or you can listen to us on the radio, sound ignorant about social media.
Yeah, well, those two we are, Instagram and Snapchat. We have an Instagram page, so check it out.
We do, but that's more for visual stuff. If you're
but you can put up anything you want.
Sure.
But a lot of people put just pictures of their selfies. Cute girls. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Cute girls are all over that,
Instagram
man.
Models.
And we got no cute
that's
girls.
That's most of our posts there, too.
We got no cute girls in the studio in the morning.
No, cute pictures of us.
Yeah, exactly. Just, tweaky. Like
duck face selfie from way above high.
Cheeky ones. Little cheeky photos. A little dance moves, real quick dance moves to make us look cute.
Yeah. And in the car.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely in the car.
Definitely got to get one in every one of your vehicles.
Oh, big time. Speaking of social media.
Food. You got to take a picture of your food.
Oh, you have to. If you have an Instagram page with no pictures of food, why do you have an Instagram page?
Yeah, there's got to be.
Well, that's Facebook, too, for that matter, too. I know what my cousin eats every night. What the hell, man? If it wasn't my cousin, I'd get rid of him. I swear to God. Him and his girlfriend, I see their dinner every night on Facebook. I said, Jesus. Scott, give me a break.
Ever invite you over?
No, he didn't. My cousins don't live here.
That's quite obviously the highlight of Scott's day.
I think they're in new love.
Right.
I think there's a new love situation there.
Go home and
his girlfriend.
Have me some dinner.
Speaking of social media, we mentioned off the air, and we'll probably talk a little more about this when the PD gets in. But, cleats, all the rage now in the NFL, at least a lot of circles, because he's reffing the Chief Patriot game, and he was the ref during Deflategate, and of course Brady did cheat. We know that; that's a fact.
I saw it pop up on MSN.
But
Bleacher Report had it today.
That's a great point, though. I mean, Patriot fans are babies anyway.
And Patriot fans are bitching on Twitter.
Well, they're bitches and they're babies, and they're bitching about this. But what? Go ahead, Push. You made a perfect example.
He worked this same game last year
in Foxborough,
in your building,
yeah.
And you won.
So
the conspiracy he's all against us It doesn't hold any water.
You know what they're doing, and I hope they're right about this. Not about Cleat.
They only have a 345 winning percentage when Cleat's reffing one of their games.
But they're also protecting
themselves.
They're also protecting themselves because they're away and they're dogs. So if they lose, and please lose, go Chiefs. If they lose, they got a bitch. They'll just bitch, no matter if there's a call or not.
Right.
And they'll just bitch.
They're just setting him up.
They're just setting themselves up for disappointment, and they can bitch about something because they're babies.
Yeah, they got their scapegoat already.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, just
they do the scapegoat already. That's exactly why. Yep. That's exactly why it's this way, because they're away and they're dogs. Last year they were home and they weren't, and that's probably why it wasn't a big deal. Yeah.
And they got taken and they got taken to the wire by the Jags.
Right, by the Jags.
But still, don't tell me that you can't win. It's 11-18. We're not going to win this game because that guy's worked. Oh. No, he worked the same game last year and you won.
Well, especially when I saw the day before Chief fans bitching. Cleat always called all the penalties against the Chiefs. Seriously.
Well, then if you're pissing off both sides, you're doing it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Well, we know that. That's our motto on the show. If you're pissing off both sides, you're doing it right. Cleat is a personal friend of ours. We mentioned that before. If you're brand new to the show, Cleat Blakeman. So it's just funny that he has to deal with this stuff.
But he's also an exceptional professional and does his job.
Yes, he does. Yeah, he really is. Oh, yeah, acts like that. I mean, but unlike us, he's an exceptional professional who does his job. We do it too. We just do it a little different.
And he keeps his mouth shut.
Because he does.
Because he has to.
I text something back to him when he texted me about me looking like Don Barnes from 38 Special. And then we talked, and he told me he had the Chief game. And I texted something back about the Patriots Chiefs, not a word back. I think he just knows.
I won't even text him that type of stuff because I don't even want it to be.
Well, I didn't say anything. I
don't want any sort of record.
I cursed one side of the aisle on my text. I didn't say anything about what he should do. I don't ever do that. You're right. Because I don't want that on his
screen. Yeah, I don't even want it.
I'm so afraid. It's like, you know.
Yeah, he did post on Facebook.
That he got it, right?
Well, they retweeted the NFL officiating and then said who's going to be working what.
Yep.
And just gives pictures of the referee of both the conference championship games. And mostly everybody just said, congratulations. Let me see if my comment was eliminated.
What'd you say? You said, don't look at the social media, is that what you said?
I said, Patriot fans are delighted. Don't read Twitter. And I got to see if it's he's got like 200 comments on there. So it'll take forever.
We have Chief fan Nicky Allen will hop on his bag later on this morning. Old friend of the show, former MMA guy, and also a funny dude. Houston Alexander's going to stop in.
Does he have a brother?
Who?
Cleat.
He does.
Okay.
Yeah, lives in Omaha.
Scott.
Yeah. You know what?
Scott?
It is.
I met him.
Is it actually Scott?
There's a post from Scott Blakeman.
Yeah. I met him a couple times. Yeah, he does have a brother. Scott.
The theory is true. It's true.
It is a lot. It is a lot.
I don't know if he's older or younger, but the less successful brother is always
Scott. The less in the public
famous.
Eye.
Yeah.
We have no idea.
I'm
no
sure
idea.
Scott is successful Scott in his own right.
I'm sure he is. Yeah. Nick Allen, he is the only brother of.
Oh no, they didn't. I thought they might have eliminated my comment.
Okay,
because most of them were just patting him on the back, and there was one other guy that made a smart ass comment on there. So,
his Facebook page.
Opened the door to make a smart ass comment. Right. Yeah, it's on his personal page. But again, it's a retweet. It's just posting of the Twitter from NFL officiating.
Craig Evans will have a lot more Carol Channing hits today. We just started those yesterday. 383 people had Carol Channing from a couple days ago. Actually, she passed away yesterday morning, we found out. Yeah, so he'll be getting in some more of those Deadpool names. Got an email from a guy that Tyler's Rubber Fist. Check it in. Something about, I didn't read the whole email. It's about the word duty. Got him in trouble somewhere.
Oh,
I had to duty.
At boot camp.
Oh, I didn't even hear it.
Yeah, basic training.
Yeah.
You want to say, let's save that. Let's save that for after the break.
Because, you're in the armed services, the word duty comes up every once in a while.
Well, I was thinking that. Well, every time you watch the news, that's what mainly comes up when they're talking about service and duty. Service and duty to your country. You said duty.
Or, first responders, cops,
duty.
Firemen.
All right,
the word duty comes up a lot. So if you're.
Tell your sergeant your name's Tyler's Rubber Fist. I don't know where that came from.
My favorite is when they talk about a cop who discharged his duty weapon. I laugh like an idiot when the news
I
says
do too.
That.
Discharged his duty weapon. That's nothing funnier than that.
We also got an email from
kids. You freaking kids, grow up.
A physician, otherwise known as Hookah Smoking Caterpillar.
Oh yeah,
he'll more or less confirm the. Oh, we were talking about some guy that went nuts and drank the wrong kind of alcohol.
Yeah.
And they do you occasionally tell you to drink some beer or some vodka or some gin.
Oh, to even your system out.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably the same concept as hair of the dog. It's got to be. Just the same, sort of the same concept. You feel better with hair of the dog. Hungover, you throw some vodka on that, you feel normal. So this might actually help you.
Yeah, I'm sure it's just to get you to stabilize.
Right, exactly.
Well, didn't Craig say something? It's something about it slows the metabolism of one,
right.
And, you know, and keeps you from dying.
Vodka.
Right. Ethanol, a decent treatment by displacing methanol. Okay, that's, you know, regular alcohol that we usually drink, you know, displacing the alcohol that you're not supposed to drink, but some people do anyway, preventing liver metabolism.
Yeah. Liver.
Liver.
Stabbing his liver.
Stab my liver over the holidays.
Yeah,
sure.
So it slows down the bad alcohol and helps you get around eventually.
The part that got me was he said there was generally what? Beer, vodka, gin, and something else always handy. I'm like, where is the hospital bar?
Whiskey.
And why have I not seen this?
That's a good point. Maybe Dr. Mina knows where there's actually alcohol for that. Just they must keep it for that reason. Somewhere in a hospital.
Yeah, that's the reason.
And for the people off duty.
Yeah, that's quick thinking.
They can drink. Just
run to my desk, lower left drawer.
Yeah, you got to tell somebody they're really sick, you might want to take a shot. All right, Craig Evans, Petey Mack, Houston Alexander, and our comedian buddy Nick Allen, all that today. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.